When I got the call for an interview, I could hardly contain my excitement. The project was Tiger Warsaw, starring the up-and-coming Patrick Swayze, alongside Piper Laurie, Lee Richardson, and Bobby DeSico. It was a solid cast, a real film, an opportunity I couldn't ignore. As I made my way down 42nd Street, weaving through the familiar chaos around the Port Authority, the anticipation only grew. The sun was low in the sky, casting the kind of golden light that turns New York City into a stage, with 42nd Street as its glowing centerline, like a spotlight cutting through the concrete canyons. It disappeared behind the silhouette of New Jersey, leaving the city wrapped in a warm, nostalgic glow. I reached the towering green marble facade of the McGraw-Hill building, feeling that thrill you get when the stakes are high and you're on the edge of something new. Penthouse suite, I thought, growing more impressed by the second. This was clearly no small-time operation. A friendly young woman met me in the lobby and offered coffee before leading me up in a sleek elevator, higher and higher, until the city below seemed like a distant memory. As the elevator door slid open, I was ushered into a stunning office. Floor-to-ceiling windows framing Manhattan like a living, breathing postcard. The Hudson River shimmered in the last rays of the sun. The city bathed in twilight. It was breathtaking, and I could feel my pulse quicken with the potential of what lay ahead. Then the director made his entrance. He was an Indian gentleman, dressed head to toe in white, white suit, white shoes, crisply tied cravat, and a white Panama hat perched on his head. He stepped out from behind a grand desk that seemed to command the room, extended his hand, and greeted me with a warm, confident smile. As I shook his hand, he asked me a question that caught me off guard. "So, who do I look like?" he asked, as if it were the most natural thing in the world. I blinked, temporarily thrown off balance. My mind raced. What kind of question is that? It wasn't exactly your typical interview opener. I fumbled for a reply, but before I could piece together an answer, he filled in the silence himself. "Don't I look like David Lean?" he said with a touch of self-assurance that filled the room. He straightened his cravat as if to emphasize the point. And right then, something in my gut twisted, a warning maybe, that this might not be what I had envisioned. I should have bolted, made a polite excuse, and left. But the allure of a big film, the penthouse office, and that sunset view over Manhattan held me in place. I stayed, drawn into the whirlpool of what would become one of the most memorable and unpredictable experiences of my career.